Anita Gord. Amazing. Quite hysterically for me, Gord basically did a 10 times better version of what I was going to do. So, along with all the other million things that I had planned, so I got to like cut out a whole section, which is awesome. So the history lesson, I gotta take some lessons from you, because that was amazing. Thank you. First thing, I want to acknowledge that we're on unceded Coast Salish territory. I want to acknowledge the ancestors. We're not here to bother you. We're here to learn with each other. And before I introduce myself or do anything else, I want to ask you a question about power in the room. How is this room set up in terms of power?
You're in charge.
Yeah. Did you hear him?
No.
Do you want to say it a little louder?
You're in charge.
So why is it that this room insists that I'm in charge?
We're all facing you.
You're all facing me. And I'm the one with the microphone. So what I want to do is I want to ask you to change the room. Sometimes when I go into a space and I say I'm going to talk about decolonization, people are like, who's this white girl? So the first thing I want to say is my name is Anna Kiara Sewell. I'm Métis, Cree, Ojibwe, and Iroquois, French, Celtic, and Dutch, Germanic, and a combination of other colonized cultures. There's no accident that I have white skin. It is actually a result of colonization. Both of my grandmothers are Métis. Both of my grandmothers married white men so they could survive in a culture that wanted to erase Métis people. So, like literally erase from everything. The census, no land, nothing. I come from a long line of anti-imperialist freedom fighters. My family fought in the rebellion for the real. But I did not know that until my mid-20s. Because it was so well hidden, I found out on the internet. I knew I was Métis, but I had no idea what that meant. And I learned a lot of Métis traditions as I was growing up. But I didn't know they were Métis. You know, my great-grandfather would blow tobacco in our ears when we'd have an earache, and I had decided it was weird. You know, we learned jigging, but we didn't know that they were cultural dances. That kind of thing. So that's a little bit about where I come from. I've been facilitating anti-oppression workshops for about 14 years, working with youth, adults, facilitators, educators, health practitioners, parents, children. And I'm really, really honored to be here with you. I know that I'm turning around a lot. I hope you don't get dizzy. I'm getting dizzy. But I'm really excited because I believe that in every room, there is, like, I see each person as a library, a wealth of information. And so when I get to go into a room and share, I'm also experiencing a couple of books out of your brains. So I'm really looking forward to what we can accomplish here today and what we can learn from each other and what I get to learn from you. I'd like to do an invocation before we do anything else. What does invoke mean? Pardon?
To call into.
To call in. So I'm going to share some writings, some quotes, some things that I just want to call in a spirit. The first one is a quote. Play is often talked about as if it were a relief from serious learning. But for children, play is serious learning. Play is really the work of childhood. Does anyone know whose quote that is? Want to take a guess? Yeah. You're close. Kind of like him.
Is it Dr. Seuss?
You're also close. Mr. Rogers. I have another quote. There is no coming into consciousness without pain. People will do anything, no matter how absurd, in order to avoid facing their own soul. One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making darkness conscious. Anybody know whose quote that is? No. It's Carl Jung. These were both on Facebook yesterday. So, last one. You have noticed that everything an Indian does is in a circle. And that is because the power of the world always works in circles. And everything tries to be round. In the old days, when we were a strong and happy people, all our power came to us from the sacred hoop of the nation. And so long as that hoop was unbroken, the people flourished. Everything the power of the world does is done in a circle. The sky is round, and I have heard that the earth is round like a ball, and so are all the stars. The wind, in its greatest power, whirls. Birds make their nests in circles, for theirs is the same religion as ours. The sun comes forth and goes down again in a circle. The moon does the same, and both are round. Even the seasons form a great circle in their changing, and always come back again to where they were. The life of a man is a circle from childhood to childhood, and so it is in everything where power moves. That's a quote from Black Elk, who's from the Oglala Lakota. I'm just going to invite everybody to deep breath. How many people here went to school? School is one of the first experiences with colonization that our bodies experience after the hospital birth. And I want to invite you today to try some things out that may or may not feel uncomfortable. They might feel awesome, but before we do anything, I want you to know that this is completely challenged by choice. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. In fact, that's true of all of life. My friend, the therapist, always says to me, the only thing you have to do is die. You don't even have to breathe, but you do have to die. And so if you can just remember that today, if anything's making you feel like, well, that's a boundary for me, just trust yourself. I'm not here to tell you what to do or what to think or how to live your lives. However, I am going to ask you to put yourself in positions that you might not be comfortable with or used to. So some of you might be like, well, what does this have to do with capitalism? And what is this? So I want to talk a little bit about circles first. I put up a whole bunch of stuff at the front, and you may or may not have read some of it. If you don't get a chance to read it while we're here because it's too far away, I really encourage you to come up and read it at the end, or if we have a moment, a break. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy, this is physics. Einstein. I want to practice some of that today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite folks. I was going to do something else, but sometimes I work intuitively. And that is in keeping with my indigenous values. I'm going to invite everyone to stand up in a moment and walk around the space in silence, in absolute silence. It's really important that everyone remain silent so that you can hear me when I pause you and offer you some direction. All right. So I'm going to invite everyone.